Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in the study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the difference between serving God and doing something that is convenient for God. Let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, lest one thinks that only 1 John deals with this topic, listen to James chapter 1 and verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Being a doer of the word will include verse 17. When you see your brother hath need, and you shut up your bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So, again, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer, or you're just deceiving yourself. And by the way, you can deceive yourself. Many people are doing it today. Proverbs tells us that a word fitly spoken is as apples of gold in pictures of silver. That is so true. But there are also times when deeds will show whether our words are valuable. Again, James states in James chapter 2, verses 15 through 18, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? You said the right things, but you did nothing to help to get to those right things. He said, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, we stop right there at verse 18 in James chapter 2. You missed the real thing that just drives it home, verse 19. He says, you believe in God, you do well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe in it more strongly than you do. You see, we don't work for salvation. Instead, we have a salvation that works. Now, if you have the love of God in your heart, you're going to want to serve him. You're going to have a working faith, not just something that's convenient that makes you feel good. Well, I do this for God. No, you're not doing anything for God. You're doing it for self, for the peace that it gives in your heart, and for some kind of a feel-good feeling. But no. The Bible says we're laborers together with God. So, if you're going to be a laborer with God, realize he calls the shots. He sets the timing. So, saying, well, I want to teach an adult class. Well, I want to sing solos, but I don't want to sing in the choir. See, that is immature, childish Christianity that probably is not worthy to even tend the nursery or to sing in the choir. You see, we are laborers together with God. When God gives us a labor to do, we need to do it with all of our heart and put everything into it, not just do what he's gifted us to do and called us to do, not do it with just the attitude of enough to get by, or only if it's convenient. How many have said, I'm not going to get a bus license, a CDL, or anything like that, because, boy, I tell you what, involves too much, it's too much of a bother, it's too much of a hassle. Those little kids don't appreciate it. Well, you know, you can make a lot of excuses before yourself and the altar of your own mind to be able to justify yourself. But if God's called, it's not going to justify you before Him. Now, again, I'm just simply saying, ministry that's built only on your convenience, your service that's built only on your convenience and your choosing and not God's direction and God's leading and doing God's work, God's way, in His time, it is something then that you're doing that even if it's right is religious, but it's not rewarding because your heart is wrong. And I hope that that makes it clear and that you understand that, because you see, when you love God, you love Him with all your heart. So, with that backdrop, let's see, when God is real to you, His presence will not be quenched. First, see, God has a purpose for your life. Don't miss that. God has a purpose for your life. Now, let's look again at verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? When God has blessed you with this world's goods, He's also given you a personal responsibility. Now, the Bible addresses these things in other places, but let me add this. If God has blessed someone else with this world's goods, it isn't your place to tell them how they are supposed to spend it. Now, every once in a while I'll see a church that the doctrine's not really right and there are other things, and somebody leaves them $1 million. And I say, here we are preaching the word, trying to make ends meet and trying to help the ministry to get the word out around this world, and that just doesn't happen to us. And, you know, that's kind of good that it doesn't happen to us. I wish it did happen, but it's also good that it doesn't, because then we have to trust God all the way. Now, God lays it on somebody's heart and they don't do it. Oh, what a reward they lose out on. And that loss may be great for them, because it's in eternity when nothing can be done about it. But again, let me say, if God blesses someone else, it isn't our place to tell them how they are supposed to spend it and how they are supposed to use it. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, the pastor is given this charge. It says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they may do good, and they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, which is talking about eternity, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And it's not, when he says lay hold on eternal life, he's not talking about them working for their salvation. No, they have a salvation that works, but this has to do with being ashamed before him at his appearing, as we saw in 1 John 2:28. So in the context of this book, there's a difference between being ashamed, saved so as by fire, and hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. So it's very important that we grasp that. Now, charge them is a military command for which they will give an account. Again, he says, to charge them which are rich in this world. We must remember, as Job learned, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They must always be ready to distribute and communicate, that is, give. The idea of God's language there is willing to share and give as the need is made known and do it generously. Now understand, there are a lot of churches and preachers and Christians that argue about the tithe, 10%. Some will say, well, that tithe was for the Old Testament. Why did they have a tithe in the Old Testament? Oh, they were supposed to support the ministry of the temple and those that ministered through the temple. That's what it's for. Do you think that since there's no doubt, I mean, Matthew's very clear on it, the book of Matthew, there's no doubt that Jesus established the local church. Do you think that he didn't want it supported by his people that are part of that local church? And we see even in 1 Corinthians 16, on the first day of the week, they laid up in store as God had prospered them. So don't think that you're not obligated to give 10% to the local church that you are a part of. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Don't try to get around it, because usually what you're trying to defend is your flesh not giving it and keeping it for itself. I think of Letourneau. Now, we know of Letourneau, and we've heard of Letourneau College, and we've heard of the great earth-moving machines that he made many, many years ago. But Letourneau started out giving unto the Lord, and he would increase and increase. And he reached a point in life that he was giving 90% of his income and was living on 10%. He was able to help many missionaries and ministries around the world. He learned that he could not outgive God, but he learned more than that. He learned the joy of being able to give. I remember receiving a good portion of money from someone that was just for me. And I gave 10%, but I actually gave more than 10% of it. But here's the thing. That was a joy. Now, I'm not lifting me up, but it was a joy. I thought I would never be able to give a gift that big to God's work. But God enabled it. God provided it. It's not that, man, look what I did for God. No, that tithe and offering of that was actually what God did for me. And that's why I used myself as an illustration. I'm not anything. It's God. But in addition to that, when I did that, God just blessed my heart for doing it. And I say that so that in like matter, if the money is not your God, then maybe it will bless your heart and give you joy as you give as unto the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.